Hello, welcome to the Aquarian Mind Podcast. Today's podcast episode number 336. I'm your host, Jamel Crothers. It's Book Insight Friday, and today is the release of I Didn't Die. And this is going to be a longer podcast today, so be prepared. Stay tuned. There's a good chance that this pod will be close to 20 minutes, give or take. So I'm just going to give you the heads up because this topic is so important and it's imperative. And it's funny because I was out over the weekend and, you know, I was talking, you know, to a good friend, you know, here, you know, in my building. And, you know, we started talking about men's mental health when I kind of discussed this book, and he's like, this is great. You know, you wrote a book that's important because, you know, men's mental health is kind of pushed to the side and, you know, things of that nature. So the breakdown of today's pod will be the process of me writing this book, why, and, you know, all that went into it. I will read you the book synopsis of this book. I will read the introduction, you know, to this book. There will be the breakdown of the chapters, table of contents. So I'll probably do the table of contents first, you know, of what chapters there are. Then I'll do the introduction. I will be sharing some statistics in regards to, you know, men and their mental health. And then I may delve into some chapters, which will be good. So, I mean, writing this book was something that was a long time coming, and I knew I wanted to write it, but I didn't know how I was going to put this story together. The idea and concept came to me over a year ago, but I didn't have the full range of how I wanted to, you know, write this book in my mind, right? I didn't have it all down pat in my head. Now, the one thing I didn't want to do is write this book and the characters die, right? Because I'm not someone who condones suicide. And this is what this book is really about. This focuses on men's mental health and the struggles that they face on an everyday basis. Even someone like me, I go through things, right? While we talk about male suicide, the statistics are alarming. And the events, you know, that happened in 2020 definitely didn't help the cause. Now, men are stigmatized for speaking on their struggles and are forced to keep things bottled in. And there isn't enough sensitivity and empathy for men who struggle mentally. And it's something that really needs to be talked about extensively. And writing this book was incredibly important for me, as, you know, I've had my mental health struggles, from depression to anxiety, things of that nature. And a lot went on in my life where I needed someone to talk to about what I'm dealing with. And some men don't feel comfortable talking to a complete stranger about their struggles. And society labels men as weak for needing therapy or someone to talk to. And there are a lot of cultures where therapy is frowned upon, where men don't have relationships with their parents, family members, or friends to talk about what they're dealing with. And I have friends who don't have the strong relationships like with their parents, you know what I mean? And, you know, I'm thankful I do have a really good relationship with my mom. You know, I don't tell her every single thing, but, you know, I do share, you know, certain things, you know, that are going on in my mind or things that I'm processing, right? So this is the reason why I wrote the book, right? Because it focuses on two main characters who are at wit's end in their lives. And they're ready to take their own lives, unfortunately. And this goes on every day. And as I'm recording this right now, unfortunately, someone is taking their own life. And that's reality. And I don't mean to like punch you in your chest and take your breath away for a moment, but that's the truth. And the book cover was important to me to paint a picture of darkness, gloom, and a man trying to figure it out, right? because I make the majority of my book covers on Canva a lot. So I'm meticulous in what I choose and I add things to it, and I'll change the fonts and add certain elements to bring out the cover more, you know, put more substance and impact to it, right? Like on I Woke Up a Black Man, you know, pre-made book cover, but changed the colors of the head, and I wrote I Woke Up a Black Man a certain way. And then on the top, it says, you know, sometimes in order to understand race, the roles must be reversed. That was planned and intentional to garner attention. That was the whole point of it. And it grabs people's attention. Sometimes when you put something at the top of a book, it makes people go, oh, whoa, wait a minute, right? So, yeah, I didn't die. And then there's a silhouette of a man and there's a moon and, you know, things of that nature. But at the top, it says men's mental health needs to be discussed way more, right? Boom. It grabs your attention. It's like, whoa, wait a minute. Okay, so this book's about mental health, right? And suicide. It's tough, but it's the truth. It's what I need to bring out, right? Now, while I was writing this book, you know, after brainstorming and crafting the chapters and outline, I had to dig deep and put myself in another man's shoes who no longer wants to live. And sadly, I've known people who didn't want to live anymore. And thankfully, I was able to talk to them and get them to realize there's so much more to their lives. And for us, we all have a purpose and reason why we're here. And when we figure that out along the way with what we're meant to do, then our lives kind of fall into place a little bit. A lot of men take themselves out because they don't feel useful, no purpose, and it's easier to not be around than to get the help that they need to figure things out. And I know people who have male family members who have taken their lives. I do. And it's scary, but it's also sad that they didn't feel good enough within their hearts and souls to want to live for themselves, right? Because you have to want to live for yourself first before you live for your family and your friends and things of that nature. Now, our minds as men tend to go to a place of sadness, depression, uncertainty, where we can't figure out anything for ourselves. And while this story doesn't address every single aspect of what men go through from a mental health standpoint, I needed to write a story that's surely relatable to a lot of men. And hopefully I did this story justice, and that you'll learn about these two main characters, Benjamin and Samuel, who are on paths to not being alive anymore, but learning that their struggles won't last forever. Because I needed to write something that is going to open people's eyes, right? So the synopsis is, this book focuses on male suicide and there are alarming statistics regarding this major social issue. Benjamin and Samuel are young men who are at wit's end with their lives and have made a decision to kill themselves. This is the journey of their thoughts, feelings, and what they're going through that got them to where they are, and how they go through their near-death experience and they don't die. After seeing the afterlife and knowing that's where they want to be, they're told it's not their time and they're sent back to this life, but with a sense of purpose. Sometimes we think it's the end for us in life when it's really just the beginning. So that's the synopsis of, you know, I Didn't Die. And I will be working on the audio part of it, definitely. I think this will be the next book that I will tackle as far as the audio format of it. But for now, there'll be ebooks and paperbacks. All right, so here's the chapter rundown. So obviously there's introduction. I already said that there's, you know, statistics, you know, things of that nature. So this is Ben, so these first few chapters of Ben's story. So Ben's story is overdosed, life flashes before my eyes, comatose guardian angels, the heavenly gates, What My Funeral Would Look Like, Powerful Moving Words by Others, The Backstory, which is the mental health struggles, Escaping, No One Cares or Listens, Meeting God, Another Chance at Life, Guardian Angel's Message, and The Start of a New Life. For Samuel's story, the chapters are Depressed / Hiding My Pain, Pressures as a Man, No One Would Care If I Was Dead, Suicide Note, Ready to Pull the, you know, what, pull the, with the gun. I have to try to keep this G-rated as best as possible. I don't want my podcast flagged, especially on Spotify. Glimpses of Death, Peace of Mind, It's Not My Time to Go, Restart, Reset, Revamp, Mental Health and Seeking Therapy, Finding Purpose in Life, Changing the Narrative, and then Blessed to Write These Stories, and then obviously all my social media stuff. All right. So here's the introduction. This book speaks on suicide and has sensitive subject matter. This book is not for the faint of heart. Suicide in today's world is a serious subject that needs to be discussed more, especially among men. The statistics are hopefully eye-opening to make you all realize there are so many men suffering in silence. Men feel they're worthless, useless, and in this lifetime, and for a myriad of reasons. While suicide is a sensitive subject, this is not something I condone or want anyone to do. There are other outlets for men to get help they need. It's just allowing a space for men to express themselves without being judged. You will read things that men think about, go through, feel, and it will be just scratching the surface. This book is to open up more conversations about suicide, why it's happening in a judgmental world, and how we can provide the right outlets to give people the chance to share their stories. This book will have God in it because I believe in a higher power and He is my Father and guide to life. If you don't believe in God and are spiritual or don't focus on religion, that's perfectly fine and I respect all walks of life. We're all in this life together and at the end of the day, we are human beings with feelings, emotions, and struggles. Life is a journey. It's not easy, but we all get a chance every day when we wake up. All right. And it's time to delve into the statistics real quick. Suicide is the 11th leading cause of death in the United States. There is one suicide death in the United States every 10.9 minutes. Suicide is the third leading cause of death for men ages 15 to 24 in America. The high suicide rates per 100,000 in the United States are among white males, 26.4, followed by American Indian / Alaska Native males, 25, and black males at 14.1. There is one suicide death for every estimated 25 suicide attempts. One male dies every 13.7 minutes in the United States. There are 3.9 male deaths by suicide for each female by suicide. So 4 times more likely for men to unalive themselves than women. Maybe it's time we start having conversations about this and what's going on, not only in America, but in the world. And then I leave a small website for people to look at the statistics. All right, let's delve into Ben's story real quick. First chapter, overdosed. I remember downing a whole slew of pills in one shot. I was done with this life. I no longer wanted to be here. As each pill went down my esophagus, I was one step closer to my death and peace within my soul. That was the decision I made. It was time for me to go. Overdosing and slowly dying in my apartment was my out. When men commit suicide and leave kids behind, I used to think, damn, that's selfish for them to leave their family and kids behind. Now I understand what they're feeling and going through. It took a while before these pills would overtake my body. A dangerous combination of Oxycontin, Tylenol, and other pills. I wanted the pain to go away, not physically, but mentally and emotionally. Life was just too much, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. These pills would solve my problems temporarily, not fully. Maybe for one moment, if I overdosed, I'd be okay. I'd slowly go in my apartment and there would be no worries anymore. I would no longer be a burden to myself and others. Overdosing on pills was the option I chose to take my own life. I didn't have the funds to go illegally searching for a weapon. I can't say the word. I didn't know anyone who had one or had access to get one. Hanging myself didn't sound easy to me, and doing the risks would leave scars. If I overdose on pills and I don't make it, I could detox the insides of my body and no one would even know I tried to unalive myself. It was about being my own hero and saving myself from my own self-inflicted pain. My mental health issues and diagnosis would be a hindrance to not only myself, but cripple my family. I'll just be another statistic in America that takes himself. The autopsy would be easy to conduct knowing that I overdosed. This is the recollection of my story, my journey, Benjamin R. Excluding my last name, it's better for anonymity and knowing I'm another man with mental health struggles. As the pills went through my bloodstream, my heart went into shock. That's when I knew the pills worked and I was on my way out of this world. The pain I was feeling in my heart wouldn't last long and be temporary. The shock would wear off. I'd fade off into the sunset of my life. I'd eventually stop feeling all I have my whole life. Time didn't heal the wounds in my heart, and neither did these meds. If these meds weren't going to heal me in the way I wanted, I might as well overdose on them and give the coroner a diagnosis as to why I am gone. I'd no longer be a menace to my own internal thoughts and struggles. My mind would finally stop wandering all over the place in confusion. My spirit left my body as I watched my mother walk through the door. As she saw me foaming out the mouth, she freaked out and screamed. I am all of a sudden watching myself go. It was time for me to go, and I felt terrible for what I was doing. Going has been on my mind for quite some time and for good reason. I always envisioned what death would be and feel like, but I'd get the shock of my life. So that's the first chapter of Ben's story of overdose. So that's just, you know, a feel of how this book is going to go, the direction, the emotions of it. It takes a lot, you know, for me as an author to write things like this. But I know people who have been through this and, you know, are wanting to take their own lives and things of that nature. So very sensitive content. It's not easy to soak in, but I needed to really put this into motion. And I'm so thankful that I did. I always said that I wouldn't write about this topic because it was so sensitive and I felt like it wouldn't do much justice. But when this book idea came to mind, I went back to my mom and said, remember I told you that there were two topics that I would never touch? And she said, yeah. I said, well, I'm gonna touch one of them, and it's gonna be very different than what, you know, is written and, you know, what's shared. And I let her know I would be writing about suicide, and she said, okay. And I kind of gave her the story concept, and she was like, oh, so, you know, when we're talking on the phone, I can visualize my mom's facial expressions and know that her eyebrows raised a little bit. So I said, okay, cool. If she knows I'm going down this road, cool, we're good. Long as my mom know, long as, you know, God, Lord, save Jesus Christ know, cool, we're good. We're going to go with it. That's how it's going to roll. So the other topic focus is a woman's focus thing, folk focus, social issue. I'm not touching it. I'm good. So that's, you know, another sensitive topic, and I don't feel it's my place to do that. Even though I did write a Women's Worth series, but those are other subjects that I can immerse myself in and start those conversations. All right. So that is the breakdown of I Didn't Die. Very tough book to write, but it was worth it. And there will be more stuff about men's mental health down the road. I did tackle men's mental health in the World We Live In book series, which is a 5-book series. But I didn't immerse myself in it the way I did with this book. All right. Thank you for listening today. I appreciate you as always. My book is available on Barnes & Noble's, Apple, Kobo, Scribd, and so many other bookstores for ebook. Paperbacks are available on the book patch. We'll leave the links in the description, or you know, you can go on any of those sites and look for it. You guys know I don't do the Amazon thing anymore for numerous reasons. So please understand and know that that wasn't an easy decision to do. I do have a few issues with Amazon, and they're not going to change because of me. They will change when like 10,000 authors take their content off their website, then things will change. But anyway, neither here nor there. All right. Have a good weekend. For those in the Phoenix area, I will be meet and greet book festival in Tempe. Information is on my website, which is aquarianmindwrites.com. Instagram, aquarianmellow. You can find the information on where I'll be. Be good and go accomplish your goals.